fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. Actually, from St. Martin Island in the Caribbean. It's funny how habits get to be a habit, isn't it? Live from St. Martin Island in the Caribbean on Wednesday, the 12th day of February. We begin our shows with something that is very important, should be said in every classroom, every day, private schools and as well as public schools, of course. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I'm getting reports that long-term storage food is starting to become more difficult to find. I think it's still available from various sources. I got one vendor on my website at thelibertyman.com. But the prepper tip of the day is to check your food storage, make sure you've got what you need, that it's in good, usable condition, and to fill in any gaps with your food storage program. That would be your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of now 11, I'm sure soon to be 12 books. Advanced amateur archaeologist to the point where he consults with foreign governments about archaeological matters. And weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. I can see the palm trees waving there in your voice.
Absolutely. It's certainly the trip of a lifetime for me. I've never been on a cruise at all, and first time I've been on vacation. Of course, I'm working 4 to 6 hours a day, so I guess it's kind of a working vacation since 1994. But it's quite an adventure, and I'm glad I did it, and meeting some interesting people that are with me on the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise. It's been a great time, Jim. How you been?
Good. I've been good. I'm right now quarantined, trying to get all my stuff caught up. I'm just in an overwhelmed position, so I just not medically quarantined. Well, I guess that too, but just. Said, okay, I have to just sit down and catch up. So I'm organizing and a lot of things going on. So that's all I've been doing.
Just so our listeners are not fearful for your health and well-being, you're in a self-quarantine work study situation right now. Nothing to do with the flu virus, correct?
Oh, no, or the corona thing. No, it's that's a side effect that I would be the same. Some people wanted to come over and visit, and one of the guy's wives works at a school. I said no, because the flu is going around everywhere, and so I said no, I can't get sick. You know, a friendly visit.
Well, it's that time of year. Anybody that works in a school environment, especially elementary school, those children are sick all the time, and it's basically the school is one big petri dish for school, for any disease that happens to be going around, aren't they?
Oh yeah, yeah, and then especially after the holidays, people go places, you know, and that's almost guarantees that the kids are going to pick up something, you know. Kids, you see kids in a grocery store or in a anywhere waiting for their parents to buy or pay or something. Like, the kids got their hands all over everything.
Oh yeah.
And when I was little, I was not allowed to touch stuff. Now the kids are all, you know, grabbing this, look at this, touching this. They get to the counter, their both hands are on the counter, you know. I mean, they're not taught to keep their hands off stuff. You know, that's right. The simple way of putting it.
I'm on the ship I'm on. It's called the Harmony of the Seas, and I watch these children, and they touch everything all the time. They touch every surface, the glass, rails. They sit on the floor and rub their hands all over the floor. Literally, sit on the floor.
And then they put it in their mouth.
Right.
Then they put their hands in their mouth.
And sitting there watching these are typically 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old children sitting on the floor with their hands on the floor. And the parents don't think anything of it, apparently.
No, I know it. Just a note on the coronavirus and probably the flu, almost every other kind of virus. The major way of transmitting is not by breathing, although the flu is transmittable by just being in the same room with somebody. The really bad one that's going around now, the coronavirus, that they call the novel, which is a weird word for a virus, novel coronavirus, is transmitted by touch. So somebody touches a railing or a toilet seat or who knows what, and a countertop, and then hours later somebody comes by and touches it, then that person puts it up to their mouth or their eyes or picks their nose. That's how it is transmitted.
So
that's the main way it's transmitted. Imagine that. So there's lots of people picking their noses out there transmitting this coronavirus.
Exactly. In fact, the doors to the public restrooms on this ship, they have a sign, please use a paper towel to open the door with.
Right. Right. There, yep. When I used to work, there was a guy, Lee, he was a tall guy. He said he actually asked the building maintenance, he said, put a handle up high. Because if the people are too lazy to wash their hands, they'll be too lazy to put their hand up and use the handle up high. And so they could go into the bathroom with a handle up higher. But yeah, I always do that, or I pull my sleeve down over my hand and grab the handle like that. But yeah, talk about a major location for transmitting who knows what. And so anyway, yeah, that's... But the... we should talk a little bit about the coronavirus.
Oh, we should. We should. Well, Jim, first of all, it's the flu. And I'm going to ask you a question. I already know the answer. How many Americans died from the flu last week? How many Americans will die from the flu this week we're in? And how many Americans will die from the flu next week? And these are the yearly average, of course, not any given specific week. And that number would be?
So I don't know, but it's shockingly
700,
high.
700.
Yeah.
700 Americans died last week from the flu. 700 Americans will die from the flu this week. And 700 Americans will die from the flu next week. Why is that not news? Because it's not newsworthy. It's normal. It's average. It's what happens every week of every year. And it's not even in the news because it's not newsworthy, is it, Jim?
Yeah, right. It's just that this coronavirus, well, let's back up. The coronavirus is, from all that I can understand, it's a variation of SARS. It's a laboratory virus. It was released, who knows how or why or by whom, in this Wuhan, you know, mega city right in the middle. So how did these first people get it? But we've already talked about this. It should have been shut down right there. But it wasn't. The World Health Organization claims they don't have any authority in China. Well, what are they doing? What's the World Health Organization doing? They let it run a month and a half until Trump stepped in and said, boys, you got to shut this down. You got to quarantine. And Trump understands quarantine. So that's why the U.S. is under quarantine. Back in the SARS days, there were people flying into the heart of Beijing on vacation in the United States. There was no effort to quarantine it. There was just, you know, there was cruise ships and airlines going to China and coming back. So it's only due to Trump taking action like he did with the 737, like he did with other things or terrorism or the border. Because before that, it was gloves off. Anything would go. Nobody stopped anything. And for example, Obama did not stop the BP oil spill. He just let it run in the Gulf of Mexico, polluted the crap out of our Gulf of Mexico that shut down the Gulf Stream going up to Northern Europe. That's right. What Obama did. Nothing. You know, these past presidents, you know, all they could do is read a teleprompter. You know, the last ones, I mean, Bush and Obama, excuse me, but, you know, they did nothing, absolutely nothing. And Trump is the first guy to step up and say, no, I'm protecting this country. And that's why the World Health Organization and the CDC and the National Institute of Health and all these other groups got a fire under them. It's kind of cute to watch the video of the health organizations in the country step up to a microphone, and they all look like they just got a poker stuck up there, you know what. And that was Trump. He said no. And remember, like the situation in Iraq, with they were about to go in and do a Benghazi on the Iraq embassy, and he stopped it. So he's a guy that doesn't mess around. It's interesting to see that little news release with all of our illustrious health organizations stepping up to a microphone saying about how this is low danger for the American public and how they were maximum effort. But they let this thing run a month and a half before they did anything. And the only reason they did anything, because Trump took them in an office, and I bet you there was some words exchanged. And when they walked up to the microphone, like I say, they all looked like they had, you know, a red hot poker stuck somewhere where the sun doesn't shine.
Right. Jim, we got a caller on hold. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. I sent you tons of information in your email. I basically blew up your email. Dr. Francis Boyle is saying that this coronavirus is indeed a weaponized virus. He is saying that it has 15% mortality rate and 83% infectious rate. He is also
Jim wants to know who's saying that.
Who is saying this?
Dr. Francis Boyle.
Okay, continue.
I sent you the actual video of him saying all this. He said he does have the same patent that I provided you with some time ago. He says PureBright. He says they do have a vaccine, and Bill and Melinda Gates was behind it, $5.5 million. He says they're not releasing it because they're looking to profit from it. And he's saying he does not recommend people getting the vaccine because he feels that there will be live virus in it.
Well, you know, isn't we, John, we talked about this before. Isn't it amazing they come up with this virus, this antidote or vaccination right out of the chute? And typically a vaccination takes months and months, and certainly for proving it, et cetera. But I will concur that my opinion always has been, and I said it on the radio, on John's show too, that no, this is a variation of the SARS virus. And
it's worse than SARS.
Well, it is. The latency period is 7 to 10 days, which means that people that don't know they have it are going around passing it to a lot of other people. How many people does an average person walk by in a 10-day period? Thousands and thousands.
John?
So yeah.
He's also saying it's airborne. He's saying that 6 feet. You need to at least be 6 feet away. He says it is airborne.
Okay, now that's contrary to what the officialdom is saying in the United States. They're saying you have to touch it, and it's not airborne. And so again, it's hard to imagine a virus that is not airborne.
Well, he's also saying that the World Health Organization is well aware of all this and that they cannot be trusted.
No, that's true too.
So in there, some of the Defense Department and the National Institute of Health. Because I sent you a lot of information, John. Once you review it, including that affidavit from the FBI investigator with Charles Lieber.
If you listen to my interview on John's show 2 weeks ago, I said all of that.
I'm encouraging John to please review what I've compiled, because I have
been reviewing it, and it's some great information. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just
don't want people downplaying this, because it's extremely serious. And I even viewed a video of people falling from their deaths from buildings because they've been locked in. They have no food. They cannot leave their premises. And there was a woman that was taken by Chinese government officials, forced into a van. And it wasn't for virus reasons. They're actually getting rid of political dissidents, I believe. I sent you that as well, John.
All right. Well, that's China. It's not here, thank goodness. Okay.
It could be here if Hillary Clinton had been elected.
That's right.
That would be the case. We'd probably have more coronaviruses in the U.S. if she'd have been elected. But anyway, thanks, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. We appreciate that.
And
I'll certainly review information.
Yeah, please forward a lot of that to Jeff Nyquist, please.
I already forwarded to Jeff. He's got it. So thank you, Elizabeth.
All right,
we appreciate
you,
the call. Okay. Well, people need to remember, Jim, that, you know, what's making this more serious is how long can live on a hard, cold surface, which is now up to 9 days. And in the last 24 hours, Jim, I've been reading that the incubation period in people can be as long as 24 days. They originally were saying 14.
Well, yeah, that's the statistical curve, you know, and then when you give an average, it's a statistical average. So that means there's some that are less. And out in that tail, the statistical tail on the high side, yeah, it could run out twice that. So,
let's also keep in mind, the people at risk of dying are the same people at risk of dying from any flu. Children under 5, people over 80, and anybody in between has a compromised immune system. That's the people at risk of dying, and that's always the people at risk of dying of the flu, isn't it, Jim?
Exactly, yeah, but you're correct on the statistics. The thing that's unusual about this is that it was the latency period, the amount of time that it can be around before someone
right, that's a clear indicator of being a biological weapon.
That is absolutely correct.
We have a break. We have the caller on hold. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? disease. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I'll be speaking in Indianapolis with Pastor Paul Begley the 1st and 2nd of May. Details and tickets available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked at my links page. His website is jmccsci.com. And Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would please, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. It's now in its close to 20th year, so commercial-free, and you all the different ways to listen. It airs about, I think, six other times after that. We rebroadcast all of that information on my webpage, including the archives. And then also my paid cast is $3.95 per month, and you get a deep dive one-hour lecture every week in addition to the regular weekly commercial-free show.
All right. Before we get to our next call, I just need to keep emphasizing the coronavirus flu is just the flu. You're no more at risk of death from this flu than from any other flu. It's more contagious and it lasts longer on hard, cold surfaces on one hand. On the other, it's just the flu. And yes, if you're at risk of dying from the flu, you're at risk of dying from the flu. That's simply the way it is. We got a caller on hold here. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor McCanny. I'm calling you actually from Nashville. So the antenna down here for WWCR is pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Yeah. Anyway, the reason that I'm calling is, John, I know you're a student of history. And before I get to China, I want to preface by Japan and the attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The targets in Nagasaki and Hiroshima were not industrial of any kind. There were no military targets in those two cities. However, the largest population in China of Christians were both in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So when we dropped the bombs, I'm convinced that they were dropped intentionally on Christian cities in that country. China has approximately 4% of the Chinese population are Christians, John, and the majority of those Christians live in the province that this disease is supposedly breaking out in. And to Elizabeth's point of people jumping out of windows and being boarded in buildings and blocked up with bricks and mortar, I can't say that that's the case. I can't say that it is not. I can say that's a long way away, and I'm not there, and I'm being given this information by media that I know has lied to me my entire life. So how much of it can I be sure of? John, you're former military. Don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see, and you'll get along fine. So we don't know, Elizabeth, anything that we're hearing coming from Channel 2 or 4 or Fox or the newspapers. We don't know that any of it is true. We've got to do our due diligence. Can't believe our ears just for the sake of it fits our paradigm. We have to be very careful. Personally, I think that because of the credit system being instituted in China, yes, Elizabeth, the dissidents are being taken care of in the way that the Chinese take care of dissidents. If you can't go to work, if you can't ride the bus, you can't eat, you can't survive, you're going to die anyway, so why don't we just help you? Could we be boarding you up? Possibly. Could we be taking your organs? Possibly. Could we be, you know, and what it comes down to, John, the same thing. Jim, you're right, it's going to go on here, because if you're not with the program, you're not with the program. We all have a part to play. How many times have we heard that? John, you better get with the program. We got to act on this. We got to take action. So,
what action would you suggest taking, John?
No, I'm saying that this is what we hear from the media and from the controllers. The action that I would take is I'm not going to worry about it because of the Bible says if this is weaponized, no weapon formed can have any effect on you or me or any believer unless God allows it. So to be worried about a disease, John, we've been dealing with people with all kinds of highly contagious diseases that are walking among us from Mexico without any knowledge. Type C hepatitis and all sorts of things, AIDS and leukemia. Other contagious diseases, we have no idea, and we're working among them. So what you don't know, yeah, it can hurt you, but we're not to be in fear. We can only control what we can control. Eat healthy, drink healthy water, live a healthy life, keep your life in order, and let the rest come out in the wash. You're going to die sometime anyway. I'm not saying go be foolish and provoke disease
John,
to come into your life.
Thank you for the call, John. We got a break. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. 5 on the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 12th day of February, here at Republic Broadcasting. My website is thelibertyman.com. We now have, right in the middle, near the top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, the TED Talk given by Bill Gates. The topic of the talk was saving the planet from human-caused CO2 gases. And at the four-minute mark, Bill Gates mentions one of the ways to reduce the population to save us from CO2, and that's vaccinations. That's Bill Gates right there in living color, in his own words, saying that we need to reduce the population by using vaccinations. We hope by the end of the day to have a follow-up article by Bill Gates' former doctor who mentions that Bill Gates did not vaccinate his own children. A couple of very powerful pieces of evidence. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And it looks like Elizabeth from New York has a follow-up comment. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I do have a comment. I take umbrage with what John just said on the air because I thoroughly research things. I just don't believe whatever I hear or see. I encourage him to go to Brighteon and look at the numerous videos of what is transpiring in China, and it's not staged. You cannot tell me. They are even right now exterminating pigs in large numbers, burying them alive as well as some other animals over there. There is a lot more going on than what the people are being told in this country.
Yeah, Elizabeth, the other thing, I deal directly with people in China because of my business. All the factories that I deal with are operational, 100%. They're working. They have a way of dealing with things like this. It's not the first rodeo they've been to regarding viruses. They've had SARS and Merck and others previously. But so I can tell you from personal experience, China in this area, in the maximum contaminated area, they have a way of dealing with it, and only the people at work go to the factory, and they maintain very strict standards. So anyway, but the whole problem is this got let out of the bag. It should have been shut down immediately by the World Health Organization that did a cop-out. And now they're in there trying to put a Band-Aid on a wound that's, you know, a gushing wound. So at any rate, but yeah, there's a lot of other issues in China. They're, once again, they're not new to things like you're talking about. Taking their, you know, in China you have a score, a social score, that if you speak out or say anything, somebody reports you, their score increases. If they tell on somebody, then their score increases and the other person's score drops. So people are afraid to say anything to anybody because if your score is low enough, you can't go buy groceries. That's what we were headed to in this country under the Wicked Witch of the West. That's where it was going. It would have been Obamacare on
last
steroids.
Comment
huh?
That I'd like to say to John, prove me wrong. John in Tennessee? Yes, go look at Brighton and look at all the numerous videos on what's going on in China and then tell me I'm wrong.
Well, nobody's telling you you're wrong.
All I said was, I don't know if these are staged or not.
No, I'm not saying you, John. I'm saying the caller.
The caller?
The caller that called in from Tennessee. Yeah, John.
Oh.
Not you, John Moore. I know that you respect what my research and what I do. But that gentleman, I can't believe that he would come on air and make statements that he knew nothing about. And attack
well, I think he was generalizing, I believe. But platicizing, if you want to call it that.
Well, people have a right to believe what they believe, and that's just simply the nature of our society, that you get to believe what you choose to.
I know.
Okay. Well, anything else, Elizabeth, before
we
move on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, Jim, this is our long segment. Do you have any interesting updates? You have your fingers in so many different projects, the wing generator, archaeology, other things. Any interesting updates for our people?
On the wing generator, the next 2 weeks will be an extremely active amount of activity responding to people. We've had so many requests for information. I'm trying to pick the best ones, and that has been going on for some time. But now we're heading into the spring summer season. And so, once again, if people are interested in the wing generator, it's 2 to 10 kilowatts, and then the larger ones are 25 and 50 kilowatts for, like, a co-op type of situation. But anyway, just write to the email address that's on my webpage and say wing as the subject title. And also, I encourage people to look at the shipping containers. That's something that's amazing. I think that's going to be maybe not so much this audience, but if you know somebody that's in a business, a welder, or somebody that wants, say, another, say, extended building, to have that instantly brand new shipping container that's...
Hello, hello. Anybody there? Hello? Hello, hello? Okay. We had some Skype problems here. We're working to get Professor McCanny back, and I apologize for that, but we are using satellite here for Skype here in the Caribbean, right next to St. Martin Island, and clouds, of course, do interfere with satellite communication, so just bear with us here. Professor McCanny.
Perhaps. Hello.
Hi, Jim.
John, where yes. did I cut out?
Well, we both cut out, and I got a cloud cover here at St. Martin. That interferes with satellite communications, of course. Well, you were telling us about an update with the wing generator and all the inquiries you've had for information, sir.
Yeah, and so the push in the next 2 weeks will be to actually fill orders and get these things going so that people have the spring summer season to receive their equipment and install it, etc. So anyway, that's the biggest update, is a push to respond to everybody. And also I have on my webpage, if people are interested in water, what's in their local water supply, I have a program where you send in your zip code and your water supply municipal company. It's on your water bill. Send that information in. I have an email address on my webpage. And I will send you back a government-supported study that shows literally what is in your water. And this is a real study, not just government standards.
Right, right. Typically, those are updated once a year in most municipalities?
Yeah. And this is a study that went out a number of years ago. It started in around 2015. And so there's a lot of data, as in those things don't change. I mean, it's not like there's something this year and there wasn't last year or something. And so, you will be amazed what's in your water. In fact, I'm amazed when I send out these studies. It lists all of the toxins and the percentage over health standards that these are. Some of them are hundreds and hundreds of times health standards, really bad stuff. And the water filters remove all of that. And John, you now have my whole house water filters listed on your page. And so if you buy from John, that's John's audience, and that helps him out and, of course, me. But go to John's page and look for the whole house water filters.
Under products. Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got Susan in Virginia. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for your product. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting a backlash here, an echo. Anyhow, bear with me.
It's okay. We don't hear it. We don't hear it on this end. Keep going.
Okay, I hear it. I just have to deal with it. That's all. Let's see. Jim, I got her oval filters as soon as they came out. So did my sister and so on. Okay. These are households of just one person each. How long will those filters last us?
One filter of the standard size, we just estimate 1,000 gallons if you have severe toxins. Or normal levels of toxins. And that's due to the medium that's in the middle. The filters themselves, if you're out in the country and you're just dealing with sediment and bacteria, then you can re-clean them and they'll last a tremendously long time. I have some in where I go in places, say, South America or up in Canada, that we've been using for 10 years. And you rub them on the outside to clean off the gunk and just keep reusing them. So it depends on the level of contaminants.
Actually, it is 9:45. You've been cleared by the local authorities, and of course, you're free to go ashore. A little rain squall is passing right now, so take that into
account. This is John's.
Sorry, guys, the captain's talking to everybody.
The captain talking on John's ship there.
Julie, she cut my audio while this is going on. 60 seconds.
So my filters will last quite some time.
Well, yeah, if you want, I suggest send in your zip code and your water supply company, to my email address on my webpage, and I'll do a water analysis, and then we can give you a better idea.
Okay, well, it's pretty bad because they treat the sewage, what, 19 times before they send it back down the Potomac River?
Oh, you're on the Potomac. Oh, okay. Then I'd say limit them to about 1,000 gallons per filter. So just calculate.
Well, I put all three.
Yeah.
I put all three in them.
Yeah, we'll multiply by three then. 3,000 gallons for the three.
Oh, I just got to figure how much gallons I use.
Yeah, well, the container, which one do you have? The kitchen standard?
Yeah. It's about 2 feet high.
Yeah, so a gallon and a half per day times 365 days a year, that's like, say, let's just say roughly 600 gallons per year. You got a long ways to go. You can go years with those.
Okay, thank you so much. That makes such a difference.
Oh, yeah.
I also, organic food. And most of my organic food says non-GMO. But I went in the cereal aisle, and Post had my favorite great grain cereal and had both those labels. But do they still use glyphosate to harvest grain?
Do they use what? You cut out.
You know, that chemical that I think it's glyphosate.
Oh, glyphosate. It's the active ingredient in Roundup. That's used for weed control. And yes, they still use it. And the regulations are funny about what's organic and what's not, and what's GMO and what's not. And so anyway, most cereals... there are some that say organic, but there again, you're dealing with genetic GMO, genetically modified grains. It's hard to get vast quantities of non-GMO organic, truly organic. So they're kind of specialized cereals that are that way. And that's they're using this organic term, and a lot of people think, oh, organic. But then they don't realize that it's GMO, genetically modified, and has glyphosate in it. So,
right, because the cereal I was going to get had the non-GMO label and the organic, but I left it on the shelf because of the glyphosate.
Why did it say that on the package?
Oh, yeah, both. Great grain.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
it didn't say glyphosate, but it's a grain.
Yeah, so I can't say specifically for that one, but if they say non-GMO, then typically there would be no reason to have glyphosate.
I thought they used that to aid in harvesting the grain.
No, that's for.
It's weed control.
Glyphosate on the wheat about 2 weeks before the harvest to increase the yield. Yeah, but it can't be organic if it's got glyphosate sprayed on it. Simply can't.
No, it can't be organic. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm going to get it because a gentleman of you have said numerous times about preparing well at the beginning of the month with all this news going on. And I got rid of my TV. I put it on the curb, and it said, it works. I don't have that propaganda in my house, so I have to listen to news from you, from John, from Marfugel News, to get the real news. And I so appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know... just a comment about the coronavirus. I just saw headlines. I don't know if they're true or not, that they're leveling off. And these, especially the military type of viruses, even though they come on like very strong, just like SARS, it burnt itself out. And it's kind of a strange phenomenon. I can't explain it. But Merckx and SARS both had the kind of a lifetime, and then they just went away. It's like if you remember back in the early 2000s, when SARS was going around, it was like the rage, all in the news and everything, and then all of a sudden you just didn't hear about it anymore, and it literally went away on its own. It wasn't because of vaccinations or anything else. And that's what this one appears to be doing. So it's a strange phenomenon. I can't explain it. It appears that it might be peaking right now, but I can't say that. It's another indication that it's...
I went to see all three of my doctors, you know, the heart doctor, the lung doctor, you know, that sort of stuff. And then I got as much pantry items to fill up the pantry.
We had a hard break. We'll be back.
Only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right. All the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Oh, Susan, we're tight on time here. You have a final comment, please?
Yes, I do. Most people in other countries take off their shoes when they come in the house. Americans don't. And I think that's how a lot of things get brought into the house. You know, like somebody coughs up a loogie and...
Yeah, that's true. And the very first thing you do when you come in the house is wash your hands. And it's a doctor's kind of wash, just, you know, at least a minute of washing with soap. Regular soap does not have to be antibacterial, but wash and cut your fingernails, have your fingernails short, And women may not like that, but the under your fingernails is where a lot of stuff accumulates.
Oh, yeah.
Nice breeding ground. So short fingernails. And in the kids in the store, don't let them touch everything. You know, in fact, don't even take the kids shopping is my advice.
There you go. There you go.
Right. Keep the kids at home. I found out that in Europe, putting copper on the doorknob and handle and stuff with great success, because the electrical charge, when you touch the copper, kills the bacteria, virus.
That's why they use silver for silverware.
Right.
That's why they use silver for silverware.
We need, yes. Susan, thank you. We got a couple of callers we need to get here. Thank
okay,
you for your call.
You,
okay. Next is Sherry in Kansas. Make it quick, Sherry.
Jim, I couldn't open the email you sent me on the water deal. What kind of software do I need for that?
Oh, it's a text file, just a notepad. Notepad is what you would use to open it. You can download that for free, I'm sure. It's called Notepad.
I'm using it at the library.
They will have
it. Also, is this something more extensive than what they send me, and I'm on a rural water system? Is this something more extensive than what they normally mail me? Is it more in-depth?
Who mails you? I don't understand.
My rural water system, from where they get it from.
Oh, okay. No, if it's a municipal water system, then we have data on it. And you can also, I think, open that in Word. All of those programs should be on the computer at the library.
Jim, her question is what you send her more complete than what the water company sends her?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
They'll tell you they comply with federal standards. That's all they're going to tell you. Oh, yes. That's the point.
Okay. Sherry, thank you for your call. We need to get our last caller in if we can. Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead, make it quick.
Okay. The lady was asking about glyphosate. Why is this refused? And this is really important, even on the organic. The glyphosate somehow is allowed to be sprayed.
I think we lost Patricia.
Yep.
We're out of time.
Enjoy the palm trees, John. Drink
thank
a few coconuts.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
The green ones are the best.
I'll be back in the wintertime next week. Yeah. No, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it. We've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with J.R. Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.